Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Time for us to continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest number 12s that have worn the jersey. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 12, you're in consideration. But who are the top five? Let's find out. From 5 to 1, who you got, Dave?
Let's find out indeed. I have an idea of who number 1's going to be.
Yeah.
So, I got four football players and one basketball player, but there were some honorable mentions up here. And I want to mention the honorable mentions first. I was always a fan of LaMarcus Aldridge. LaBeast. Texas, played for the Blazers, played for the Spurs for a bit. Roberto Alomar, 12-time All-Star. My man. Roger Staubach.
Yeah.
Man, some good 12s out there. But first one I'm going to start with is number 12 on the Utah Jazz, and that's John Stockton.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Member of the Dream Team. I think he's the all-time leader in assists and steals. It's interesting to watch guys who played during his era talk about him, how great he was. Like, Baron Davis talking about the first time he went up against John Stockton. He couldn't believe it. Like, he couldn't believe how fast he was. And so, like, pinpoint accurate with everything. Same thing with Gary Payton. Gary Payton was like, I'm looking at the scoreboard, and his numbers just keep going up and keeps going up. By the end of the game, he dropped 28 points on me and had 12 assists and 11 steals. Like, what the fuck, man?
Oh my God.
So that's my number five. My number four, I'm going with Joe Willie. Joe Namath. Best the Jets could ever do a quarterback.
That's it.
That's that guy, man.
That's it.
Number three, I'm going with Aaron Rodgers. Think multiple MVPs, one Super Bowl. He's a hell of a quarterback, hell of a player. You can't shit on Aaron, especially from early in his career. He can make every throw. Unbelievable, history. I'm talking about number 12, not number 8. So number 12. Number two for me is Terry Bradshaw. He was a four-time Super Bowl winner. He played for those Steelers teams in the 70s, used to call his own plays. A lot of people don't give him credit because of how good of a defense he had and because of Franco Harris and Lynn Swann and, a lot of great players in his team. But he still was the quarterback of those teams. And he still was accurate, and he still won those championships. And number one, he's your number one, too, and he's the best ever, and that's Tom Brady. I believe it's a seven Super Bowl titles, five Super Bowl MVPs, and a partridge in a pear tree. What do you got?
Elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black Instant Blend and Lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. you can use our discount, D-A-N-D-Z, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
And he just lit it up last week at that flag football game. 48 years old, he's moving better than he did when he was 28. Like, that's impressive. You know, maybe USA flag football should give him a call. I know RG3.
I heard he was trying to check on his eligibility to play back in the league again as a part owner.
Listen, man, I know I'm the owner, but can I play quarterback? You realize you'd have to play for the Raiders, right? Wow, shit. Never mind. I am good. I'm going to start with Wade Boggs. Now, he wore 26, but the majority of his career, at this point, Yankees and Rays, he wore number 12. Hall of Famer, 12-time All-Star, 96 World Series with the Yankees, 2-time Gold Glover, 8-time Silver Slugger, 5-time batting champion, career 328 hitter, 3,000 hits, 3,010
highest hits among active players for batting average.
Yes. 118 career homers, not great, but he's not a home run hitter. And like Ichiro,
highest amount of players still alive.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He said it himself. If I want to be a home run hitter, I would. He's the kind of guy who could park it if he wanted to.
And first home run and first RBI in Rays history.
Yes. Yes. And a very cool statistic as well. The number 76. The number of beers he once drank on a flight. At some point, you figured they would have stopped serving him. Or he would have run out of beer.
Keep going. Wade.
Like, dude. It's like, I'm impressed. I'm not even mad at you.
How many times did he go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Wade Boggs at number 5. Number 4. I'm going to put Aaron Rodgers at number 4. 10-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro, 1-time Super Bowl champ, 4-time AP MVP, Super Bowl MVP, 2010s All-Team. What are we talking about here? Like, we know how prolific Aaron Rodgers was as number 12. Number 8's a different guy. We're not talking about number 8. Number 3, I have to go with Roberto Alomar. I know that, you know, he definitely had his issues with the spitting with John Hirschbeck, but career 300 hitter on the nose, 210 homers, more than Wade Boggs, 27-24 hits, a wizard with the glove. No, he's not the wizard, that's Ozzie Smith, but he was just a wizard with the glove. 12-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champ with the Blue Jays, Hall of Famer, 10-time Gold Glover, 4-time Silver Slugger, ALCS MVP, All-Star Game MVP. What more can you say about Roberto Alomar? As smooth a second baseman as you ever see. He and Omar Vizquel were an amazing double play combination for the Cleveland Indians. So there is something magical about the way Roberto Alomar played the game, except sliding into first base. I thought that was pretty dumb. He still swears by it to this day that you get there faster if you slide. Okay, I'm not about to teach Roberto Alomar about friction. I think that's Isaac Newton's job. Number 2, Thierry Henry. Now, he wore 12 for the French national team, but hey, it counts. 51 international goals, 123 caps between 1997 and 2010, 275 career goals elsewhere, an amazing commentator for CBS Sports, along with Micah Richards and Jamie Carragher and Kate Scott. That's a lot of fun. That's a fun booth right there. But Thierry Henry is a legend, is a striker. My man could score. And number 1. Yeah, well, what can I say here? It's the golden. Like, what are we talking about here? 251, 82 and 0 record. 251 and 82. And come on. 64.3 completion percentage, 89,214 yards, 649 career tutties.
Ball number one all time, right?
Yeah. He's amazing. A legend. Now, you could argue that because of the time in which he played, that, you know, he was a product of it. Of course you can argue that. The same way Terry Bradshaw was a product of his time, another great 12th. But the rules were relaxed. Defenses were not allowed to murder the quarterback. So, yeah, Tom Brady was able to take advantage of it. But you still had to be talented enough to take advantage of it. So anybody who wants to poo-poo what Tom Brady has done in his career, I'm sorry. That just ain't happening. That's not happening at all. The best to ever do it, the best by far. If those are our 12s, what are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutpodcast. Drop a slide on X @faderoutdnz. Let us know who your greatest number 12 was. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 13 of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.